Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, we're kind of full packed tonight. You know, if you have still vacant seats with you, beside you, would you just lift up your hand para makita ng ushers natin? Meron pa dito sa harap. Para sa inyo talaga yan. Sayang yung mga kagwapuhan at kagandahan nyo kung nakatayo lang kayo. Okay, meron dito. Yan. Bro, yon. Yan. Thank you. Okay. Yun pa, meron pa dun, no? Ilan? Tatlo. Para lang tayo nasa sabungan. Tatlo dito. Dalawa. Okay, good evening, everyone. We're so glad to be here once again. And I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito? I don't know kung natanong ni Kuya Ryan kanina. Maybe this is your first time that you came here, that you visited us sa Friday night youth natin, yung kaaway mo kanina, kahapon, ng isang linggo, in-invite ka dito kasi gusto niya ma-experience mo to. First time, nandito ka ngayon. Gusto lang kita acknowledge. Taas mo naman yung kamay mo. First time, thank you. Palakpakan natin si Lord. Uy, marami-rami kayo ha. Thank you. Talaga, first time ho? Lagi kita nakikita. Hindi, joke lang. First time, thank you. Okay, sino sa inyo dito? Naniniwala ka, maganda yung katabi mo ngayon. Gwapo ang katabi ko ngayon. Uy, marami ha. Okay, teka. Sino sa inyo dito, naniniwala ka, ako yung maganda. Ako yung gwapo. Wala, talagang ha. Well, kung first time nyo nandito, ganito tayo sa Friday Night Youth. Ganito tayo kayayabang, kahambog. Okay. Hindi, honestly, gwapo at magaganda naman talaga tayo dito eh. Tama? Okay. Anyway, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, thank you very much. If you came here for the first time, we really appreciate you coming over. I'm still hearing noise. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'd like to just say this. Every time I go up here, I always make it clear for all of us that the reason why we are here every Friday night, the reason why we clap our hands, the reason why we read God's Word, in fact, we're gonna be studying God's Word for about for another 30 minutes, okay, and 42 seconds. And the reason why we are doing that is really because we want to honor Jesus. Maybe you came here, naku-culture siya ka, ano ba yun? Nakita ko sa labas, may bad religion, ano ba naman yan? Bad religion? Tapos dito, nagsisigawan, pero may cute na kumakanta dito, ah, nagli-lead dito. Ah. Okay? Baka nagugulat kayo, we always say this, really, we are doing this because we want to give glory to Jesus, because He deserves it. The reason why we study the Word of God is simply because we are follower of Christ. We follow Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus. We don't lift anyone else's name. Okay, walang sikat dito kundi si Jesus lamang. Okay, can you say amen to that? Can we give God a big hand? You know, Jesus deserves all the glory and honor in this place. And maybe some of you here, you're asking why bad religion? You know, we have reasons for that. And, you know, coming from the series Idol Factory, sino sa inyo dito, you were here last Friday, Carla Peralejo, or we all know Rica Peralejo, visited us, and we have seen how really God changed and transformed her life. Really, from scratch, as in talagang, you know, from this identity, this personality, really, God moved and God changed her life inside and out. That is why I don't know about you, but I'm so blessed with the testimony that she gave last Friday. And that is why we came up with this new series. We call this Bad Religion. Simply because Christianity is really not about religion. Maybe you would keep on hearing that from us. It's really not about religion. Maybe we are mistaken if I do this, if I join this group, if I join this religion, if I'm doing what they're doing, then I'm close to God, I'm okay, I'm good, I am saved. Okay? But you know what? There are things that somehow nagiging ignorante tayo. Simply because we don't know the truth. We don't know what's the real score. We don't know, in fact, the gospel. And talking about the gospel, maybe you're gonna hear me say the word gospel so many times during this preaching. And I don't want you to lose track. The gospel means, maybe for some of us here, some of you here, you've been attending Friday Night Youth, you've been a Christian for so many years, nasa sinapupunan ka pa lang ng nanay mo, Kristiyano ka na. Okay, maybe you're here for the first time. But you know what? Some of us, we don't have really a clear idea of what the gospel is all about. And you will hear me saying that for a lot of times, this whole message. And I want to explain what the gospel is. The gospel is really simply about the good news of Jesus Christ. It's really about Jesus dying for your sins that you deserve to be punished, but Christ took that sins from you and He was hanged on the cross. He died, and after 3 days, He rose up again so that you will have eternal life. That is the gospel. That is why it is good news. Kaya nagkaroon ka ng bagong buhay dahil kay Jesus, and I'm telling you, that's good news. Okay? And today, as we start this series, we're gonna talk about this for 3 weeks, and then we're gonna have a series break on the last Friday of this month. But before we move on, can we just pray right now? Okay? Please don't bow your head. Okay? Mulat nyo lang mga mata nyo. Okay? Hindi tayo mga religious people dito. Well, we do that. We bow our heads, we pray. But we're gonna pray differently today. Okay? Just open your eye, don't bow your head, we're gonna pray. Can we do that? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are right here in this place. And we thank you, God, I thank you for all these young people, God, that right here that you brought in this place. Lord, I believe, God, that they might be busy, so busy, Lord God, for all the things that they're doing outside, Lord. But still, God, by your grace alone, it's only by your grace that they are here right now in this place to hear your message, to hear, to listen, and to know about the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise. Bless all our families, Lord God, back home, God. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Uy, talaga may palakpak, ha? Ayos. Okay, you know, last year, me, my wife, in fact, not just my wife, my very beautiful wife, and Pastor Dan, and Iris, his wife, and Helena, we went to Cebu last year, 2011, because we had what we call Staff Summit. All the Lifebox Campus missionaries had 3 days Staff Summit right there in Cebu. And, you know, before our flight bound for Manila, going back to Manila from Cebu, we had a time kasi ang tagal pa nung flight namin, medyo gabi pa. So there's a mall there sa Cebu. I think it's owned by Ayala Mall. So dun muna kami, nagpalipas muna kami ng time. And syempre, kahit saka pumunta, I'm sure, I believe, merong Starbucks. Sino sa inyo dito, nakapunta ka na ng Starbucks? Taas mo yung kamay mo. Hindi ka lang pumunta, nagkape ka pa sa Starbucks. Okay, most of us here. Okay? And how many of you would say, would feel me? Okay? Feel me right now, feel me. Okay? Ramdamin niyo ako ngayon. You know, there are times when we go to Starbucks. In fact, yung pumunta kami sa Starbucks, habang naghihintay kami ng oras, there's something in me. Habang naghihintay kami, there's something in me that I need to order. Kasi kung nandun lang ako, nandun lang kami, nakatunga nga kami, naghihintay kami, parang nakakahiya naman yon sa Starbucks. Diba? That is why there's something in me that urge me, mag-order ka naman, mahiya ka naman. Okay? So, ang ginawa namin, nag-order kami. In fact, meron ba tayong picture dyan? Nakikita nyo ba yan? Kilala nyo ba yan? si Helena, anak ni Pastor Danyan at saka ni Iris. So, nag-order kami kasi hiyang-hiya naman kami, no? So, so hiyang-hiya kami, nag-order kami. Ngayon, ito, siyempre, tinawag na yung pangalan ni Helena. Sabi ng barista, Helena! Okay, nagganon si Helena. That's me. Okay. So, in short, nag-coffee-coffee kami, nag-order kami. And I believe you would agree with me that somehow, if you came to Starbucks, especially mga estudyante, marami akong nakikita mga estudyante ngayon kung saan saan Starbucks nag-aaral doon. Alam mo yun, naka-cross-leg pa. Tapos may mga libro, kung ano-ano, may laptop, okay, free wifi, tapos may mga books, ang kakapal ng books, di ba? And I don't know about you, but if you are right there, inside Starbucks, there's something in you na may hiya ka kapag hindi ka nag-order. Tama, mali. Kaya nga mag-order ka kahit yung pinakamaliit lang. Cappuccino. Para pagka nandun sa table mo, at least, di ba, kahit daan-daan ka, maghapon ka, magdamag ka, uy, nag-order ako, ha? Mahiya ka sa akin, nag-order ako. Okay? Cappuccino. Di ba? Nandun sa... So, ngayon, malakas ang loob mo ngayon mag... Talaga magaganong ka. Oh, at least may order ako eh. Kayo nga, wala eh. Di ba? Nagkwekwentuhan kayo, mahiya naman kayo sa mga mukha nyo. Di ba? Babasa ka, may ano ka. And sometimes, hindi lang yon. Okay? Minsan, di ba, pagka pumasok ka sa KFC, McDonald's, di ba? Pagka nandun ka lang, lahat kumakain, di ba? Parang gusto kong kumanta ng alinang naiba. Okay? Parang ako lang yung naiiba dito. Ah. So parang deep inside of us, we need to do something. We need to order. Okay? Minsan, di ba, somehow, pagka, sino sa inyo dito, part kayo ng Victory Group? Victory Group? Okay. Di ba, sa Victory Group, minsan, di ba, 20 kayo? 20 kayo, okay? 12 kayo, pupunta kayo sa McDonald's. Di ba? At least, dapat man lang may maka-order ng isang float. Nasa gitna nyo, yung McFloat, lahat kayo nakaikot. Oy, may order kami, ha? At least, umorder kami. Minsan, fries, dadagdagan nyo ng fries. Regular nga lang, di ba? At least, di ba? Ang cute tignan. Pinipicturean nyo pa nga, Instagram. Uy, andito kami. We were here. Di ba? There's something in us that urge us that we need to do something. Okay? Why? Because our default mode is really we need to perform. We need to say something. We need to do something. Okay? And in fact, I wanna share that to you, tell you this. I believe you would, somehow you might be experiencing this. Maybe you are in your group. Diba, magkakasama kayo sa group nyo. Lahat nagsasalita. Ikaw wala kang masabi. Okay? Parang hiyang-hiya ka sa sarili mo. Ano ba to? Hiyang-hiya ka sa kanila. Wala akong masabi. Ano ba? Kahit na anong hugot mo sa utak mo, wala ka talaga mai-contribute. Diba? Lahat sila may sinasabi. Oh, gagaling nito. Ano ba? Diba kahit na ano man lang, may masabi ka man lang. Diba minsan pag-recitation, lahat nagre-recite. Ikaw hindi mo talaga alam yung sagot, kaya ang ginagawa mo na lang yung katabi mo, oh, ganun talaga, no? At least man lang, makita nila, nag-i-involve ka. At least man lang, may sinasabi ka, sabi ko na eh, ganun. Naunahan niya ako, alam mo, talaga, kasi pagka sinolve mo yan, ganito yan, okay? Diba? So, somehow we need to do something. We need to perform. Okay? And sometimes, di ba, minsan pagka, I don't know ha, baka minsan dito, baka kayo yon o sino yon. Minsan, di ba, pagka may iniintay tayo, di dadaan-daanan tayo ng mga tao. Okay? Mukhang papansin ako, mukhang kanina pa ako nakikita nito mga, bigla mo kukunin yung cellphone mo ngayon, kunyari may tumawag, hello! Uy! Ano ka ba naman, sister? Di ba? Hindi. May mga ganun ka pa, pero wala ka naman talagang kausap, di ba? Or kaya minsan, nagte-text ka, di ba? Ginaganon-ganon mo. Eh, 3210 pala yung cellphone mo, kunyari. Ginaganon-ganon mo pa, di ba? Ayun pala mo. And the problem is, the reason is because we want to perform somehow. That's our default. There's something in us that we need to do something. And, you know, I believe that the reason why we are talking about this bad religion, somehow religion tells us that you need to do this, you need to do that. I think that's okay, that's cool. The gospel is okay. In fact, that is the reason why you're going to be saved, why you're going to go to heaven because of the gospel. But somehow, you know, we add something. We need to do something, okay, of this what we call gospel. And today, I just want to read, if you have your Bible with you, please open it in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. I just want to give you a short background about this scripture. For the next 3 weeks, okay, we're going to be touching this book of Galatians. We are actually having our book study. And this Galatians, it is the Apostle Paul who wrote this book of Galatians. And the Galatian people really received the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ. They learned that it is Jesus Christ who died for them. It is only through Jesus Christ that they could have that hope, okay, that salvation, that freedom. But somehow, there are some people who's tweaking the gospel. There are some people who's telling, you know what, gospel, okay yan. Pero I think, idagdag natin to. Kulang pa yan, gawin pa natin to. There are what he calls Judaizers, who's teaching the disciples right there in Galatia. And teaching them another teachings about the gospel. And I want to read that from verse 6. It says here, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. I'm astonished. Sabi ni Paul, grabe, I'm shocked that after you heard the truth of the matter that it is only Jesus Christ, and it's only by the grace of Jesus Christ that you could be saved. How come that you are deserting? Iniiwan nyo yung teaching na yun. Bakit kinakalimutan nyo yun na biyaya lang ng Panginoon kaya ka maliligtas? That is why he spoke this word among the Galatian people. And in verse 7, it says there that, not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. Okay? He said, he mentioned that, yes, there's the gospel. Again, the gospel is all about the good news about Jesus Christ. And he's saying to these Galatian people that, yes, there's no other teaching. In fact, there's no other one. These people who's teaching you, who's tweaking that message, they're not teaching you Hindus. They're not teaching you Buddhists. They're not teaching you Muslims. They're not teaching you any religion. In fact, they're teaching you the gospel. But there's a problem. Somehow, they're putting something into that gospel. They're adding, they're subtracting, they're taking away things that is really on the Word of God. That is why he's right there. He came back to Galatia and really correct them. Okay? And in verse 8, it says there, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. I'm reading in ESV, English Standard Version. And in verse 9, it says there, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. That is why today, students, listen to this. If we are teaching anything that is not really the gospel, that is not really on the Word of God, please tell us, approach us. In fact, you can tell us right on our face, bro, that's not in the Bible. Why? Because the Bible says it is us. It is our accountability. Okay? It is us who will be judged first. The one who teaches the Bible. That is why we want to tell you, every one of you, that it is only Jesus. Everything is anchored in Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's not about the volunteers. It's not even about your victory group leaders. It's only about Jesus Christ. And we are anchored in the teaching of the gospel about Jesus Christ. Now, what can we learn from this scripture? I believe in my heart that, you know, most of us here, we surrendered our life to Christ. We gave our life to Christ. The moment that we learned, you know, namatay pala si Jesus para sa akin. Hindi ko alam dati yun. Kala ko, ako na lang yung mamatay, okay na. Okay? Meron palang isang Jesus na namatay para sa akin, para iligtas ako sa kasalanan ko. The moment you understood that, praise God. But somehow, okay, we are into confusion that na hindi pa natin talaga maunawaan kung ano ba talaga ang meaning, ano ang sinasabi talaga ng gospel. Okay, things that we could learn from this text that we've read. The first things that I want to say to all of us is that the gospel is complete. It doesn't need addition. The gospel is complete. You don't have to do things. You don't have to sacrifice yourself. Hindi mo kailangan pasaktan yung sarili mo. The gospel is complete. Okay? And in fact, in verse 7, can we just go back to verse 7? It says there that not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. This is the problem. You know, whether we like it or not, there are people we will encounter outside, okay? He knows. They know everything. As in talagang, alam mo yun, pagka, siguro yung mga scholar ng Bible, mapapahiya kapag ka nag-quote talaga ng Bible. But somehow, they are putting something into the gospel, into the word of God, that is not really according to the nature of God, according to His will. That is why I'm telling all of you today that the gospel is complete. And, you know, we believe in Jesus Christ, but sometimes we think na, I think I can add, you know what, I believe in your gospel. I believe that Jesus Christ died for us, that for you. But you know what, I think I have a wonderful idea. I can add something, okay, to that gospel that you are talking about. Now, let me just clear my point. Let me just show you an example. How many of you here, okay, nakatanggap na kayo ng, sa text nyo, nakatanggap na kayo ng chain message? Taas yung kamay nyo. Chain message, okay? And somehow, chain messages will convict us or maybe condemn us somehow. Minsan, sasabihin ng chain message sa atin, mahal mo ba talaga si Lord? Okay? May tanong na ganon, mahal mo ba talaga si Lord? Huwag mo ikahiya. Okay? Huwag mo ikahiya. Tapos, meron pang scripture yun, ha? Sabing ganon, if you deny me on earth, I will deny you in heaven. Kasi, script, ano yun eh? Nasa Bible yun eh. If you deny me on earth, I will deny you in heaven. So, sabi nga doon sa mga chain message, mahal mo ba talaga si Lord? Huwag mong ikahiya. Ipasa ito sa 15 tao. At ikaw ay siswertihin. Pag hindi, mamalasin ka. Okay, sino sa inyo dito nakareceive nun? Sino sa inyo dito nagpasa kayo? Huwag mo itataas ang kamay mo. Huwag mo itaas ang kamay mo. Okay? Somehow, di ba? Uy, teka, 15 daw. Ay, gagawin kong 20. Para talagang swertihin ako, para talagang lumapit ako kay Lord. Minsan, ginagawa natin, talagang 50, talagang lahat. Di ba? Minsan, may text pa. Unli ka man o hindi, huwag mong panghinayangan ito. Kinonsensya ka pa talaga. But you know what? I believe the gospel is complete. You don't have to perform. You don't have to do that. You don't have to prove to God, Lord, I exceeded the limit. Sabi nung nagpasa sa akin, 15. Lord, 16 ang pinasahan ko. And somehow, it's all performance mentality. But you know what? The gospel is complete. And somehow, minsan sa Facebook, di ba, may naka, di ba, like or share. pag nilike mo, okay, ganito. Pag hindi, parang bahala ka sa buhay mo. Okay? But minsan, di ba, kinakagat natin yun eh. Kung ikaw naniniwala ka pa na kapag ka ginawa mo yun, lalo kang mapapalapit kay Lord, o kaya may points ka kay Lord, uy, Lord, nag-like ako. Hindi ko na lang nilike, sinare ko pa. Okay? Lord, one point. Pagka ganun ang mindset natin, hindi pa natin nauunawaan ng gospel. Hindi pa natin nauunawaan na tinapos na ni Lord. Okay? Ginawa na ni Lord. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-perform. Hindi mo na kailangan gawin. Hindi mo na kailangan maging religious na gawin ito, gawin yon. Why? Because it's never about you. It's never about me. It's never about us. It is all about Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ saved us. And that is why I could say that the gospel is complete. Not just that the gospel is complete, but the gospel alone saves. Only the gospel, only the good news about Jesus Christ, that His birth, His life, His death, His resurrection, okay, that is the gospel, could save you. Everyone else, every one of us. It's not really about how the preaching is so cool, how the preaching is so nice, okay? It's not about the personality. It's not about really this place. It's not about, ay, ang galing nun, yung nagwa-one-to-one sa akin, yung victory group leader ko. Ang galing talaga. Kulang na lang, itaas mo sa altar yung victory group leader mo. Lagi mong inahanap yung victory group leader mo. Alam mo, ito yung sinasabi niya. Ganito. Eh, ano ba yung sinasabi ni Lord? Ba't puro siya yung sinasabi mo? You know, we can never, and every one of us, hindi tayo magliligtas sa sarili natin, and we can never save anyone else. It's only God could save us. It's only believing that Jesus Christ died for us that could save us. And have you heard of the word, sabi nila na, kahit naman iba-ibang religion yan, basta isa lang, iba lang, basta iisa lang ang Diyos mo, okay, Diyos natin, okay na yon. Narinig nyo na yon? Hindi naman importante kung iba-ibang religion yan. Ang importante, basta isa lang ang Diyos natin. You know what I realize? Different religions have different teachings. And sometimes, those teachings would, you know, would bury you to death. Okay? That is why we need to understand really what the gospel is all about. Because sometimes, di ba, minsan pagka uuwi ka sa bahay nyo, galit ka sa kapatid mo, galit ka sa ate mo, sa kuya mo, iniiwasan mo, okay? Naku, eto na naman si kuya, eto na naman si ate, ayoko makita, tatago ka, o kaya sa school nyo, okay? Galit ka, na-offend ka, nasaktan ka. And every time you look at that person, galit ka. Okay? But you know what? If you understand the gospel, when you really realize that it is God who loves you and who loved that person as well, the next time that you would see that person that you hate will be different because you understood the gospel. Lord, kung ako nga, mahal mo eh, pinatawad mo ako eh. Eh, ito kayang taon to. Kahit na ganun ginawa niya sa akin, patatawarin ko din. Mamahalin ko din. Because the Bible says that love those who hurt you. Pray for those who mistreat you. That's what the Bible says. But if we don't understand the gospel, if we don't understand that, every time, lahat ng ginagawa natin, naku, galit ka. Minsan nga, di ba, na, sino sa inyo dito, di ba, pagka may girlfriend ka dati, nakita mo siya, may kasama. Ouch! Uy, sino yung kasama niya? Mula ngayon, bubulayin ko na lahat ng text niya. Lahat ng picture niya, ayoko na. Hindi ko na siya iisipin. Lahat ng picture niya sa internet, sa computer ko, lahat, pati mga poster. Tatanggalin ko na. Kakalimutan ko na siya. But I want to tell you this, If you are doing that, if you have done that, I want to assure you, listen to this. I want to assure you, after 2 days or 3 days or maybe 1 week, sayang, nabura ko. Naku. Ano? Meron ba sa recycle bin? Baka makakuha ko pa uli. Diba? Because it's our own effort. It's not really God, but if we let God, Lord, bahala ka na sa akin. I want you to decide, I want you to move, I want you to rule my life. Then I'm telling you, you're gonna overcome that. And sometimes you might be having struggles. At sinasabi mo, hindi, ayoko na talaga nito. I-erase ko na talaga to, yung lahat ng mga video. Lahat ng mga CD ko na, ano, mga porno, ano, babaliin ko na. Lahat ng mga nasa USB ko, i-erase ko na. But I want to tell you this, young people. If you don't understand what the gospel is all about, I'm telling you, I want to assure you this. You're gonna go back again after a week of doing that. Why? Because only God saves. When you let God save you from that sin, when you let God change your heart, and I'm telling you, all of a sudden, parang hindi ko na naiisip yun ah. Parang wala na. Why? Because you let God, you understood what the gospel is all about. You understood that it is God who could save you alone. Hindi dahil magaling ka, hindi dahil na-erase mo, ay, ang galing ko mag-erase, ang galing ko maglagay sa, ano, sa trash, oh, nilalagay ko sa trash, ang galing ko. Hindi dahil ganon, pero dahil magaling si Lord sa buhay mo. Dahil kayang baguhin ng Panginoon ang buhay mo. Because only the gospel saves. Okay? And not just that God, the gospel is complete and the gospel only saves, the gospel alone saves. Also, the gospel transforms. It's only the gospel who could transform you. Transform us. Okay? Parang transformer. Babaguhin tayo ni Lord. In fact, last week, di ba, last Friday, who would ever thought that, you know, Carla would really have a different life? Years back, kukompare mo yung buhay niya dati, okay? At kukompare mo yung buhay niya ngayon. And I was thinking, when she was sharing, during that time, I was thinking, Lord, grabe ka naman ka-gracious, sobrang grace mo, sobrang pagmamahal mo sa amin. Na kahit yung taong katulad ni Carla, taong katulad ko, taong katulad namin, Lord, sasama namin eh. Ang bababoy namin dati. Puro kalokohan yung mga naiisip namin dati. Pero because of the gospel that transformed, I believe that you can change everyone. Hindi lang tayo, even yung mga classmate natin sa tingin natin, naku, wala nang pag-asa tong taon to. Wala na talagang ano na to, best friend na talaga ni Taning to. Wala na talaga, worst na to, worst case scenario na to. Hindi na talaga makakilala kay Lord to. Kahit na anong 1-to-1 mo, 2-to-2, 3-to-3, 4-to-4, lahat ng 1-to-2-3-4, hindi na to kaya. But I believe God transforms. The gospel about Jesus Christ can transform us, can transform you and me. And as I close, I want to read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says here that I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. You know what? The moment we realized we understood the gospel, we would understand that it's not me anymore. And I'm telling you, kaya ngayon, hindi ka na nagmumura. Dati, ang lutong-lutong ng mura mo. Gusto mo pang ipalaman sa tinapay, tapos kakainin mo uli. Pero ngayon, hindi ka na nagmumura. You know why? It's only because of the gospel. It's only because you realize that it is only Jesus who could turn around your life, who could save you from that false word that's coming out from your mouth. And you know, some of you here, alam mo ba kung bakit hindi ka na nanonood ng porno ngayon? Na-realize mo ba kung bakit hindi ka na naiki-join sa mga kaibigan mo, nanonood sila naman, uy, anong bago ngayon? Ito ngayon ang bago. Hindi ka na jumo-join sa kanila pag nanonood sila ng ganon. You know why? Because of the gospel. Because you realize that there is one man who died for you on the cross so that you could be set free from that struggle. You realize that. At alam mo kung bakit hindi ka na nagdi-disobey sa parents mo ngayon? Pag umuwi ka, hinahag mo pa sila. Mommy, I love you. Daddy, I love you. Pag may sinasabi sila, susundin mo. Pag sinabi nila, anak, umuwi ka ng maga. Dati talagang maga, umaga ka na umuwi. Pero ngayon, maga ka talaga. Umuwi ka talaga early. Why? Because you understood the gospel. You understood that it is only Jesus who would change you. And because of that, you would start to respect your parents. You would start to love your mom, your dad, even your brother and your sister. You know why? It's only because of the gospel. It's only because of Jesus Christ. It's not about you. Remember that. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about every one of us. It's about Jesus. I want to share to you one last story. It's all about Jesus talking about the gospel. I want to prove to you that the gospel really works. I want to prove to you today, maybe it is your first time. Or maybe you've been coming around, you're just joining us. You're just taking this thing very light. Wow, yes, this is very light. And in fact, this is cool. But you don't have really surrendered your life to Christ. I want to tell you this story. How God changed people. How Jesus changed people. Listen to this. In Luke chapter 8, I believe if you're reading your Bible, you know this story. This is about a man, a demon-possessed man. And you know, in the book of Mark, same miracle that Jesus did. In the book of Mark, it says there that in this man's life, he's demon-possessed, he's oppressed, he's depressed. Nobody wants to hang around this guy. In the book of Mark, it says there that there were 2,000 demons. 2,000 demonyo naninirahan dito sa taong ito. 2,000 men. 2,000 demons living inside of this man. And you know, from the Sea of Galilee, Jesus Christ knew everything. What's about to happen? He's about to meet? He knows everything. He's God. He's Jesus. After he went to Sea of Galilee, he went and met this guy, this demon-possessed guy. And then, people are trying to bind him. People are trying to tie him, but they can't. Because the demons were so strong that this guy is in fact naked. He's naked. He's out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's naked. He's hopeless, in fact. But think about this. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Jesus came here in the picture and approached this guy. This guy, people doesn't want to be with him. In fact, they're scared of this guy. And he doesn't want just to, you know, do everything kasi lahat ng tao takot sa kanya, lahat ng tao galit sa kanya. But here's one man, Jesus Christ, who approached him. And very interesting, this is what he said, the guy. Verse 28, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet. Think about this. The God of all the universe, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, the God who came here on flesh, Jesus Christ, approached the guy. And this guy was trembling. The demons were trembling because they were facing the Son of God, that man, Jesus Christ. And they said, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God, I beg you, don't torture me. And when I was reading this, I was thinking, how come you would say that I'm going to torture you? I don't think so. I came here not to torture you. You know what tortures you? What tortures you is your tradition. What tortures you is your religion. That is why there's somehow, there's guilt in your heart. Kapag ka hindi mo ginawa itong bagay na to, Lord, nako, parang alayo ko na sa'yo. Lord, nako, parang hindi mo na ako mahal. Because it's all about religion. It's all about tradition. But Jesus said, I'm not here to torture you. In fact, I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to give you life. I'm here because I have mercy in your life. Because I love you. People will never approach you. People will never tell you. People will never care about you. But I'm here to care for you. How many of you believe that's the gospel? That's good news. And I believe that you once on that situation, somehow you felt like, I'm hopeless. I can't do this anymore. I've been sinning against God. I'm tortured. But you know what? God came. Jesus showed up Himself in your life. That is why right now you have a new life. That is why some of you here, you need to have a new life from now on. You need Jesus Christ in your life. And you know what? What's amazing? On the latter part of this verse, I encourage you, when you go home, read the whole chapter of this. I'm telling you, it will blow you away. At the latter verse, people were amazed. Who is this guy? This is the same guy who is demon-possessed. And by that time, he is sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. You know what Jesus will do for you in your life? He will put you in the position where you will see yourself, Lord, I'm in the right place. I'm in the right relationship. It's not about religion. It's not about my tradition. It's not about my rituals. But it's all about my relationship with you, Jesus. Because you died for me. Because you saved me. Because you love me. Because you are so gracious to me. Because you have thought of me.